Ladies and gentlemen, this is Eddie Cantor. The Merchant Marine needs 49,000 skilled men with licenses and certificates as mates, engineers, ABs, firemen, oilers, and water tenders are needed to complete our victory. Here is a war job which you, and you alone, can fill because you have the experience. Wire collect to the Merchant Marine, Washington, D.C., at once.
Bristol Myers, makers of Sal Hepatica for the smile of health and True Shea, the beforehand lotion, present the Eddie Cantor Show with Nora Martin, Burt Gordon, our Russian friend, Eddie Cantor Von Zell Jr., played by Billy Gray, Leonard Sousa's orchestra, yours truly, Harry Von Zell, and starring Eddie Cantor! Ladies and gentlemen, we turn the clock back to 10 o'clock this morning and take you to Eddie Cantor's home, where we find Eddie at the front door greeting America's greatest radio announcer.
Come in.
Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Don Wilson.
I'm sorry, I'm not Don Wilson.
You're sorry. How do you think I feel?
Oh, well, all right, if you want a fat announcer.
If I want a fat announcer, what do you think I've got?
Are you implying that I'm fat?
Harry Von Zell, don't ever pass a butcher shop with all that meat you're carrying around. You must weigh at least 280 red points.
Yeah, but you want to remember something, that every bit of that 280 points is all solid lard. I'll show you when we get out on that golf course. Come on, let's go.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get Bob Hope and Bing Crosby and make it a foursome, huh?
Oh, how could we get Bob Hope and Bing Crosby to play with us?
It's easy. I'll go over to Bing and ask what was the name of that picture he got the award for. And when he says, going my way,
yeah,
we'll join him. All right, Harry, let's get started.
Yeah, I can't wait to get out there. You know, I'd like to get back some of that golf money you've been winning from me. And this time, I'd like to keep score.
Harry, it doesn't make any difference who keeps score. You'd have a better chance of winning if you'd keep your eye on the ball.
I'd have a better chance of winning if I keep my eye on you. Let's go.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day.
Well, good morning, boy.
Good morning, Ida. Sweet as apple cider.
Boom, 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 boom.
Sweeter than all I know.
Get your clubs and let's
go. Over
there. Well, well, I'm glad to see you boys are so full of pep this morning.
Yeah, we're right ready for some exercise, eh, Harry?
You betcha.
You fellows could use some exercise?
Oh, you betcha.
I want you both to pitch in and help me with the spring cleaning.
Oh, yeah.
Spring cleaning. But I want to play golf.
Eddie, you ought to forget about golf at your age.
At my age? What do you mean at my age?
The way you look, you shouldn't take a chance getting so close to a hole in the ground.
Did you hear what she said?
Sure.
Do I look like a guy who's ready for a hole in the ground?
You do not. You look like you just crawled out of one.
My path. Now look here, Ida Tobias of Brooklyn, New York. I am not going to help you with the spring cleaning. You hear me? I'm not going to help with the spring cleaning. I'm going to play golf. And that's that.
Boy, Eddie, you certainly told her off. Now watch this.
Boy, I sure hit it that time.
You got to be that way with women. Forget about it. Hand me that livery. And what's the smack I give it this time?
Eddie, stop hitting that rug with your golf club and use the carpet beater.
All right, dear. She never lets me have any fun, Harry.
And Harry, you empty this rubbish. I'm going upstairs.
Rubbish. Okay, Ida. Hey, Eddie, look in this stuff Ida gave me to throw away.
Well, it's a lot of your... My birth certificate. My birth certificate.
Let me see that.
What's so funny?
The way you go around telling everybody you were born in New York.
I was.
This birth certificate doesn't say New York.
Well, when I was born, New York was called New Amsterdam. That's the same thing, believe me.
Yeah, was LaGuardia the mayor then?
Of course not. He was only a little boy. I can remember how he always used to argue with his mother about going to bed. He always wanted to stay up an extra hour. Harry, let's stop gabbing and take this carpet inside. If we hurry, we'll still have time to play golf.
Yeah.
I wonder what Ida wants us to do next. Oh, Ida! Yoo-hoo! Yoo-hoo! How do you do?
Good
what are you doing here?
My wife sent me over to borrow a cup of flour.
Well, surely you didn't expect to find flour down here in my wine cellar.
My wife wants flour, not me.
Look, Russian, Harry and I are in a hurry to get the house clean so we can play golf. How about you helping me out, huh?
Yeah, after all, Russian, it would be a pretty nice job working for a big comedian like Eddie Gedder.
A big comedian like Eddie Gedder? Don't make me laugh.
What do you mean?
A big comedian like Eddie Gedder, don't make me laugh.
Would you rather work for someone else?
Anybody else. If you work for Esther Williams, the bathing beauty, all you have to do is clean out the swimming pool. And if you work for Lassie, all you have to do is walk.
Yes.
And if you work for Lauren Bacall...
Yes?
Nice work, isn't it?
Never mind that. What about working for Lauren Bacall?
If you work for Lauren Bacall, all you got to do is whistle.
And did you?
Yes, I whistled and whistled.
Well, what happened?
Lassie came home.
Look, Russian, will you get some soap and water and clean the cornices over the portières? You know what cornices and portières are.
I do, but one thing, Gaffer.
What?
What's soap and water?
Oh, get to work. Come on, Harry, we'll get busy, too. Let's go and get... Now, Harry, if we could pay someone a couple of bucks to paper that room for Ida, we'd be through in time to play golf.
Are you kidding? Nowadays, where can you get a paper hanger cheap?
Well, if we wait a couple of weeks, we can get Adolf.
Well, Eddie, I've got this kitchen all cleaned up.
Adolf, what's going on in the living room?
It's me, Bucky Boss. I'm just carrying out orders.
Orders? I told you to dust the radio.
Dust? I thought you said bug the radio.
No! Get out! You're fired!
Very well. Go on fire. I can go back to work for Lauren Bacall.
Bacall? Bacall? Around me every Wednesday, you had a lot of fun. What fun is there working for Lauren Bacall?
Ha-ha-ha! Silly boy.
You're fired and good riddance.
Eddie!
Oh, Ida, I'm glad you're back. Now, we've done a good job. Now, Harry and I, can we go out and play golf, honey?
No, you don't. The house isn't half cleaned up. Now, go to the drugstore and get some cleaning fluid.
I am not going to the golf course. I am not going to the golf course until I go to the drugstore, and I'm not going to the drugstore, so I'm going to the golf. Come on, Harry. Let's go.
Well, Eddie, you know, I can't get over the way you yelled at Ida.
Well, I was right in everything I said. Now, let's forget it. How do we stand?
Well, I'm ahead of you. You have 9 holes and I have 11.
Yeah, it's the last time I ordered Swiss cheese in this drugstore.
Yeah. Well, but they have wonderful coffee. Say, miss, give me another cup of coffee.
One cup of coffee.
Roger.
Wonderful thing. You know, I'd like to talk to people in this store over that public address system.
Yeah, what would you say to them, Harry?
Well, I'd tell them to buy a bottle of Sal Hepatica before they leave the store. Because you never know when you're going to wake up feeling sick and headachy due to the need of a laxative. And if you have Sal Hepatica around, then you can take a glassful and get quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. Taking Sal Hepatica the minute you need it means you don't have to risk feeling miserable all day, waiting until night to take a laxative. And besides that quick, gentle relief, sparkling Sal Hepatica gives you an additional advantage. It helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity. So get that bottle of Sal Hepatica and keep it handy in the home. Just remembering this caution, use only as directed. Then whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better thanks to gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica.
Leonard Sousa and Nora Martin. Give me a nickel and I'll play one of their records in the jukebox and surprise them.
Yeah. Why don't you put in your own nickel sometime and surprise me?
Yeah. Never mind, it's too late now. Hello, Leonard. Hello, Nora.
Hello, Mr. Yes. Tanner.
Hiya, kid. Nora, give me a nickel. I'd like to play your record, if it won't embarrass you.
If asking me for a nickel doesn't embarrass you, it won't embarrass me.
Oh. Well, here goes. Let's see what happens when you...
Gee, I'd like to be with you on Easter Sunday. Oh, such lovely thing to do on Easter Sunday. First, we'd walk around the corner to the church and pray. Pray the peace that Easter brings will be with us each day. Then we'd join the big review of Easter finery. Everyone would look at you, for you'd outshine me. All the dreams I knew will at last come true on Easter Sunday with you.
And now the young man with the horn, Leonard Sue.
I want to make a phone call.
Yeah?
I've got a great idea.
What?
If this scheme of mine works, we won't have to go back and finish the cleaning. Give me a nickel, will you, Harry?
Don't you ever get any ideas where you use your own nickels?
I'm calling Ida to tell her I met someone. I'm bringing him home. She'll clean the house up by herself, so it'll be nice when the company gets there.
Hey, that's a swell idea, Eddie. Who are you going to say you're bringing?
Charles Boyer.
Oh, does she like Charles Boyer?
Does she like Charles Boyer? Ever since she saw him in gaslight, she can't stand seeing me in daylight. Hello? Hello, Ida. I'm in the drugstore.
Oh, good, Eddie. I forgot to tell you. Be sure and bring home some Ipana, some Minute Robin, some Truchet.
We also sell Vitalis. But, Ida, look. I called to tell you Charles Boyer is right here in the drugstore.
Oh, well, bring some of that home, too.
Listen, Ida, I'm really here with Charles Boyer. If you don't believe me, I'll put him on the phone. Go ahead, Harry. You be Boyer.
Hey, but, Eddie, I don't...
Harry, it's easy. You just say... Your husband, Bob.
Come with me to the Casbah. And we will rumba.
Yeah. Talks like a sheep and acts like a wolf. Go ahead, will you, Harry? Go on.
Well, all right. Bonjour, Ida. I am here in the phone booth. Would it be all right if I came right over to the house?
Oh, it'd be better if you stayed in the phone booth and I came over there.
Ida, my wife is spring cleaning and the house is all upset. And I cannot stand it when she is all messed up.
Your house?
No, my wife, my house, she is he.
Harry, don't go overboard. Let me talk to her.
Yeah, you say something.
Hello, Ida. Now, do you believe me? Should I bring him right over?
Oh, no, no, Eddie. You know the condition the house is in. I'll start cleaning it up right away. But you keep him away till I get it all done.
Oh, I see. Now that Charles Boyer is coming over, you're willing to clean the house all by yourself.
Now, Eddie, it isn't just because of Charles Boyer. I'd work just as hard if you were coming home. With Van Johnson.
Tell me, how long will it take, Ida?
I don't know, but I'm starting right now.
Ida! What are you doing?
I've broken every electric light bulb in the house.
Yeah, but Ida, when Charles Boyer gets over there, there won't be a light in the house. You'll be in the dark. Why did you break all the light bulbs?
Ha, ha, ha. Silly boy.
All right, Ida. Just get busy and get things cleaned up. Harry, it worked.
Oh, well.
Let's go over to your house and get your golf club.
Oh, boy. Hooray! Golf!
Golf!
Now, Harry, for the last time, you are not going out to play golf.
I want to play golf. I want to play golf. You never let me have any fun.
I don't mind you crying. Don't flood the house. Let me have Mrs. Von Zell. Harry worked hard for me all week. Don't you think he's entitled to a little relaxation?
Don't you think he's entitled to a little salary?
He gets a little salary.
No use, Eddie. He can't go. And besides, Ida called me and said she's expecting Charles Boyer, and I'm going right over there.
Ida? Yeah, Ida called you?
Look, Mrs. Von Zell, don't tell her you saw me, please. That is, don't tell her that when you saw me, I was with Harry.
Yeah, don't tell her I'm not Charles Boyer.
Harry, I've told her that more than once. Now remember, Harry, you're to stay here and mind the baby. Goodbye.
Oh, bean juice. Mind the baby. I want to play golf. Boy, I'm fed up with this. I got a good mind to go home to my mother. I'm going home to my mother.
All right, well, why don't you go home to your mother?
My mother's not home.
Where is your mother?
She's standing in line. She's standing in line at the cash bar.
Oh, Harry, look. Now you've got the baby crying. See, I know what we'll do. We'll put the baby in the golf bag and take him with us. Huh, little fella? What do you think of that, huh? Always that goo. What are you trying to say with that goo, goo, huh?
Goo. Goo. Golf is a silly game. You hit a little white ball and wherever it goes, you have to go. I guess that's why my old man keeps sitting it into the bar. While everybody's yelling four, he's having five or six. Daddy got himself a whole new outfit for Easter. And Mommy got new things. She got a hat and dress and shoes. But all they got me was a can of talcum powder. Well, I guess that covers everything. Last week, my uncle bought me a rabbit for Easter. And my aunt also gave me a rabbit. That was two rabbits. Guess how many I've got now? One. The other one ran away. Did I say something funny?
I got the baby all bundled up. Have you got your clubs?
Sure, let's get going.
Okay.
Oh, that phone. I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, Eddie. I thought I'd find you there. Mrs. Von Zell came over and said you were with Harry. The house is all cleaned up and you can bring Charles Boyer over right away.
Well, we'll be over in a little while. Charlie wanted to play some golf, you see.
Oh, fine. I'll join you.
But, Ida, you can't play. What would you be doing on a golf course?
Well, if he loses his ball in the woods, I can help him look for it.
No, Ida. Listen, Ida. There are times when it's good for a husband to be away from his wife, Ida. After all, Ida, I deserve a little relaxation, a little amusement, Ida. I should be able to stay away from you for one afternoon, Ida. In fact, Ida, I should be able to go away, Ida. For 4 or 5 days, Ida, and leave things in your hands. Ida, if that is your name, Ida.
Well, all right, Eddie, play your golf. But if you don't come back with Charles Boyer, you'll be away for more than 4 or 5 days. Goodbye.
Eddie, that was wonderful what you told her.
Yeah, you gotta tell your wife off sometime.
Yeah, and not only tell her off, but you gotta punish her, too.
Oh, I wouldn't like to take a sucker. Punish her? Like what?
Well, like taking her bottle away.
Her bottle of what?
Her bottle of Touché, the new idea in hand lotion.
Oh, Harry. Not that.
Yes, that. That'll fix her good.
Oh, but Harry, you don't know what you're doing.
Oh, but Eddie, I do know what I'm doing.
Really?
I'd take away her bottle of Touché, the beforehand lotion.
And then the next time she wants to smooth Truchet on her hands before she does her housework or before she does the dishes or the baby things, she won't be able to.
Harry, how cruel to your own wife.
Yeah, well, Truchet will guard her hands even in hot soapy water, you know, and she won't have that protection.
Oh, you brute, you. Oh.
Yeah. And then when she wants to use Truchet as an all-over beauty lotion for rough elbows, chapped legs, as a powder base, she won't have that either.
Listen, you can't do that, Harry.
Yes.
You can't.
Just take away her Truchet, that's all, and then she won't have it to keep her hands soft and smooth and lovely.
Harry, leave yourself for the commercial for next week. Wait a minute. Harry, boy, you wouldn't do that. Not for your own wife. After all, Truchet is more than just another hand lotion. It's the beforehand lotion. You wouldn't, Harry, boy. You wouldn't take away Truchet from your own wife, Harry.
No, I wouldn't, Eddie, but ain't I the ham?
I'm sure, Harry, that if I speak to Boyer, he'll come to the house.
Yeah, well, he's taking a long time to answer the doorbell, isn't he?
Wait a minute, I think I see him now through the window. A dark man wearing a beautiful silk robe.
Yeah, that must be Boyer.
Entrez-vous, mein dear.
Russia! I fired you a little while ago. What are you doing in Boyer's house?
I answered an ad. Boyer lost the Cocker Spaniel, so I came here.
Well, but you're no Cocker Spaniel.
Don't tell him he'll throw me out.
He should throw you out. You're wearing his pajamas.
We?
What do you mean, we?
We both wear the same size.
Get me Boyer.
Sorry, Chuck is not at home.
Oh, Chuck, where is he? Have you tried to locate him?
Most of course. I found this little black book. I called every number.
Yeah?
And I asked the girls to come over here immediately.
Yeah, but that's not finding Boyer. The girls will be here and Boyer won't.
I'll be so disappointed.
Look, Russian, I've got to get in touch with Boyer at once. Say, wait a minute. What is that delightful aroma throughout the house?
That, my dear ex-employer, is Chanel number 5. I sprinkle it all over the place.
Chanel number 5? That's over $50 an ounce. Such extravagance.
Not at all. Not at all. I am buying the large economy size, which is only
$2,800. $2,800 for one bottle of perfume? Isn't that expensive?
No, I get a nickel back on the bottle.
Harry,
yeah.
It's no use. I'm just going to call Ida up and tell her the truth. Harry, give me a nickel.
Eddie, listen, you've been asking me for nickels all day. All I've got is a quarter.
All right, give me the quarter.
Here.
Here's 5 nickels.
Thanks.
Now give me a nickel.
Here.
Oh, there's no use being afraid. I let her know whether she's married to a man or a mouse. Hello, Ida.
Hello, Mousy.
Never mind that, Ida. I called up to tell you I can't find Charles Boyer. I made a whole thing up to get you to do the house cleaning so I could play golf. Boyer isn't coming over. The joke's on you.
Oh, well, Eddie, the joke's on you. Charles Boyer is with me now.
What?
I called up his house and he came over right away.
He what? I'll be right home.
Oh, don't be silly, Eddie. After all, you deserve a little relaxation, a little amusement. You should be able to stay away from me for one afternoon.
Afternoon, yeah. But this is night and there's a moon out.
Like you said, you should be able to go away for 4 or 5 days and leave things in my hands.
Yeah, things, but not Boyer.
Look, Eddie, why don't you just have a nice vacation? Oh, they're over there. Help yourself, Chuck.
Chuck, what's over there?
Your cigars.
My good cigars. I'm coming right home. Well, Harry. Huh? Harry, I'll fix that Boyer. I'll show that sentimental continental. I'll beat him at his own game. I'll challenge him to a duel. Tomorrow morning, I'll dare him to meet me on the field of honor. And you be there too, Harry. Bring 2 pistols and the blindfold.
A blindfold?
Yeah, if I'm going to have 2 pistols, he ought to have something. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to sing a brand new tune for you. First time on the air. Hope you like it. Nora, Harry, Junior, Leonard, let's go. This morning I read my wheat cakes and I ate my daily news. I put on a pair of muffins
and I buttered both my shoes. It isn't because I'm stupid that I behave like this. Just blame it on Mr. Cupid and a certain little miss. She's got eyes that do things to me. They're so cute and coy. And do her glances go right through me? Silly boy. She does little things that get me, things that I enjoy. And when I kiss her, does she let me? Silly boy. With each other, we are gonna wind up. And we'll get that certain paper signed up. Soon as she makes her mind up, we're so happy in the meantime, sharing every joy. And are we busy in between time, silly boy? Does she do my eyes a favor? Does she bring them joy? And are her lips my favorite flavor, silly boy? With a brain that's bound to strike you, she's no hoi polloi. And do I love her for her IQ? Well, what do you think, huh? Am I wild about my Cinderella? When she asks me whether I'm her fella, what do you think I tell her? Are we sociable and chummy? Leave us not be coy. Do we make love or play gin rummy? Silly boy.
There's no reason you should ever doubt her. We can see you'd hate to be without her. Tell us some more about her.
She's as cute as Betty Grable, sweet as Myrna Loy. Does she compare me with Clark Gable?
Aha! Silly boy.
High school students, a special message. Be sure to listen to this broadcast next Wednesday for a very important announcement. Let your principals and teachers know about it too. And remember, our guest at that broadcast will be Charles Boyer. In the meantime, don't forget the two products that make our Wednesdays together possible. Sal Hepatica for the Smile of Health, and Truche V Beforehand Lotion. Sal Hepatica, Truche. This is Eddie Cantor saying, good night, everybody.
Well, friends, spring is in the air. You know what happens to a man in the spring. He gets a cold. So look, if you're suffering from a cold, get yourself some fast relief from those uncomfortable cold symptoms with Minute Rub, the modern chest rub. Just rub a little Minute Rub on your throat, chest, and back. And in a minute, there's a pleasant sensation of warmth as Minute Rub begins to stimulate lazy surface circulation. In a minute, Minute Rub's menthol vapors help relieve that clogged up feeling in the nose and throat. And listen, here's a chance to get a chest rub that's greaseless and stainless. Disappears like vanishing cream, so it won't harm clothes or linen. Get a jar of Minute Rub and help relieve annoying, uncomfortable cold symptoms the modern way. The greaseless, stainless Minute Rub way.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.